The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
What does it mean to live a brave life? It's about showing up, staying grounded, and having the physical and mental energy to handle the pace of life. And that is one of the reasons to love Ancient and Brave and their pure, potent, powerful supplements. Ancient and Brave has been an iconic wellness brand in the UK for years, and now they've launched in the US with incredible products that change the game, like their True Creatine and True Collagen. They come in gorgeous jars or on-the-go sachets for wherever you're off to. Ancient and Brave is a certified B Corp and members of 1% for the Planet. They offer tools that genuinely support and nourish your brave, backed by scientists and experts. Right now, Ancient and Brave is offering an exclusive offer. Head to ancientandbrave.com and use the code EMMA for 20% off your first order. Give your body a little daily bravery. It adds up. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today.
Your station for the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
Time to talk sports, feed us some football. Got a lot to get to. Starting off Tuesday, we're jamming. You know that. If you want to crank up to 12, send your song request, Plotsport text line, 410-583-1057. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, and Coach Jimmy Patsos is in studio. Coach, how you feeling on this Turn It Up Tuesday? There's your boy Bashad. He's going to meet with the media for the first time in 4 years.
Tuesday. We're energized this Tuesday. Man, basketball season's rolling. Not the football stuff. I leave that to you, Nolan. You've really done an outstanding job improving on this job as it's gone. I'm seeing your growth. Outstanding.
Well, when you start below the dirt, there's nowhere to go but up.
But, brother, you dug your way out of the hole, above the hole. Now you're a flower blooming, blossoming. I think it's great, and you tell the truth.
He's a magic bean that's grown into a beanstalk.
He is. And I have people saying that they paid their bill at your first job before here, and that even though your owner of your last station didn't give you the check, Marty Kelly says hi from Loyola.
I love Marty Kelly.
We say hi, Marty. Marty knows we're talking. We're talking about the growth of this crazy business. I'm lucky to be here 12 to 2. You guys are great to talk to. Wizards, Bub, Queen, Triple Double, Towson, big game Thursday, Maryland basketball, blah, blah, blah. But I'll let you lead it with your football. I want to talk about your football stuff, too.
But, yeah, we're going to
Because you don't talk about football enough on this station.
Oh, yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
I feel like I've actually grown pig skin. We talk so much football here.
Yes, because you're in a basketball town.
But for the first time in 18 years, the Ravens are looking for a new head coach. And it'll be the second one that Steve Bisciotti's hired. For Eric DaCosta's first go-around, it's the GM, because Ozzie was in charge the last go-around. And remember, it was Jason Garrett. They offered him the job. And I don't know if it's true or not. His wife saw the wire and was scared. Oh, my God, it's scared. It's Baltimore. It's
that was
scared.
A narrative from the 1980s. I know he went to Princeton. Did she? Because that was a story about the Baltimore in the late 1980s that they made 30 years later. But we'll leave it alone.
Anywho.
Charm City.
Yeah. John Harbaugh wound up getting a job, who was not the first candidate. We do know that the Ravens, seven officially, have already interviewed because they send out the
remember,
social
this is
media
what Bisciotti does for a living.
Correct.
He's in the employment business. No, he worked really hard from starting from nothing to build a company that employs a lot of people, that does unbelievable, and maintained, didn't leave the state. He's a regular guy. I think he's the best owner in sports. But let me tell you something. He knows how to hire employees, whether it's character, energy, enthusiasm, X and O's. Like, I really have a lot of faith in the whole rehire. We all love Harbaugh. He didn't win enough. Who's the next coach? That's what they say everywhere else. Who's the next coach? Who is it? I don't know.
Let me ask you this, though.
But they know what they're doing over there.
But as a basketball coach.
Sure.
Or Gary was the CEO at the University of Maryland, for instance. You were at Loyola in Siena. You have to face the media because you play every other night, so it's a constant. It's like an Oriole manager.
That's
hey,
Hyder,
tell us again how you were two for 14.
The baseball thing of them going three times a day, and Brandon Hyde used to say, and they don't let you throw the assistants out there like the NBA does. It was three times a day with the media, 162 times. That's different from basketball.
Well,
let me ask you
about Steve Bisciotti, though. This is the first time in 4 years. Jerry Jones is on all the time.
That guy is an example.
But
I'm saying, would you, your preference, and you do have a relationship with Steve Bisciotti,
where talk when it's appropriate to talk. And when you fire your head coach after 18 years, it's an appropriate time to talk to the media. And I'm assuming there's going to be national media at this thing in addition to just the regular beat crew for the Ravens.
We all like a State of the Union, you know. Hey, I've worked for ADs that didn't want to talk. I had some great ADs and I had some not so great athletic directors. Gary Williams was the CEO. At the end of the year, we had to have a State of the Union. But that's different. It's pro sports. And there's levels. You know, he's got Sashi Brown and DaCosta and everybody. So I don't know. I'm not that close. I'm not there day to day. I know him really well. Lovely family. I know them more as like friends. But like off the scene, I'm like a cousin in that group. Like all I know is they care deeply about the city, about the team. They still live in Annapolis. They haven't taken off to Florida. They don't do any of that. They've maintained their belief in this from the Colts days when he grew up with the Colts, watching them on TV every Sunday, you know, Notre Dame Saturday, Colts Sunday. Like, these are things that are inbred in that family. And because he stays away more than get involved, I think that's a good thing in today's game. You know, some of these owners, like, we don't want to be, you know, go down the road of the Donald Sterling Clippers, those crazy people. Jerry Jones thinks he's the GM. That's not for me to say. Who runs certain MLB teams? My friend works for the Yankees. There's a time when that wasn't so easy to work for certain members of that family.
No doubt.
They've gone the other way. The Ravens seem to have a nice balance of like Dick Cass and Ozzie and the owner and different people over there. And then they let Harbaugh do this and DaCosta do that. There seems to be a great sense of balance. Why they don't want to get out in front of the media all the time? I wouldn't want to be in front of the media all the time either, but sometimes you have to be. I'm part of the media. I'm just a happy media guy.
Right.
The unhappy media guy is coming here at 2 o'clock. He'll be here if you need that.
So,
anyways, the media thing is like, it's a little ego-driven, isn't it, part of it? In other words, is that a necessary thing for owners to talk to the media a lot, Payne?
No.
That's my point. I don't think it is.
But there's a media
today is.
Definitely. I didn't want to blame the point. I might go once a year if I was an owner. Like,
that's
here we go. This is the State of the Union. But he's hired people to do the job and made them very available. I thought Harbaugh was really good with the media. He even put up with Jerry Coleman. I mean, does that give you like an extra thing in heaven when you put up with Jerry Coleman?
Possibly.
It's an extra Bacardi and Coke, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, I was going to say, of the candidates that they've...
Depending if it's an open bar.
Oh, he's not paying. I know that. I'm sure that Jerry's not. Jerry's calling me now. Want to go to lunch. I know it's not to pick up the tab.
Are you drawn to any of the candidates that they've interviewed? Or not even that, but like with the next hire, do you think it's more important for the right personality or the right X's and O's?
I think the quarterback has to be on board with who you I think Lamar is a very good quarterback. I'm not using the word great yet. Great's for when you win Super Bowls. Postseason production produces profits. Okay? When you win a lot, you get the shoe deals, the winner deals. We know who Jordan is, Brady, Mahomes. You can go right down the line of who's who. Ohtani wins. It doesn't mean he hit the home run, but like Ovechkin finally won one. That's the number eight in D.C., the tough guy.
Mm-hmm.
Cal Ripken won a title here, correct? His first year?
Yes. Second year.
Yeah. So like you have to win that next thing to be the great one. I think Lamar's obviously talented and fantastic. I'm on board with him. What he thinks matters. That I do believe in the modern era. Me and Nolan were talking about like the modern era, who runs the team. I think your best player has to have some input. Do you think so,
right,
Nolan?
But see, that's where I think the Lamar stuff gets a little out of hand. Like, I don't think he's in there swinging a fist saying, you know, make this trade, sign this guy, draft this guy.
I don't think so either. I just think he wants to win. But if you want to win, then you have to do what it takes to win.
Sure.
You know, yeah. What is that? I don't know. I'm not in there. I'm not Mike Preston right. either. I don't have to write any stories about it. I just, are you doing what it takes to be a good leader and win? But if so, then you get the right to have a say of what we should do with our coach, in my opinion. Like, him playing well and being happy, and he's still the quarterback. He knows what's going on offense.
Shouldn't be the end-all, be-all factor. Like, all right, Lamar, here's four guys. Pick the one you want.
I think he should.
You would take it under advisement, but you're like, well, we've done a little more intel, and
maybe.
We figure that this might be a more prudent hire because, what was it, a couple years ago, he wanted Hopkins and he wanted Odell Beckham, who the Ravens eventually got both of them, past their prime.
I didn't mind Odell. I thought he was pretty good for the team, though.
He was acceptable, but nowhere near
what
he was.
He wasn't a pain like he was in those other places, though, either.
But Ray Lewis was waving his finger. I need guys in the interior of the line because I can't get through and happened to be coinciding with a contract year, too, and the Ravens sucked in 05. They drafted Nada. Ray elevated his play. They went 13-3 and eventually won another Super Bowl. So you listen to what they say, but are they the ultimate?
Look, if I could pick someone out of the box, I'd pick Saleh from San Francisco because they're playing well. They've turned it around when they're up against odds, and I think he learned a lot. NFL head coaching is like no other sport. Like, you got to run a whole big group. Like, okay, NBA, I watch them, but like college, you got to coach, recruit, and promote. You got to recruit players, coach them, and do that. NFL's like managing all this different stuff. He didn't do well in New York, but he certainly learned a lot in New York from the media. By the way, that organization seems to have some problems from the top down.
Well, maybe because they let their quarterback decide things. Aaron Rodgers.
Well, I'm talking before. I like someone that's had a little experience. Maybe they didn't do as well, but I love his energy and enthusiasm.
All right, we'll
Matt Nagy, do we like that name?
No. Nolan and I are both. No, nothing against him personally.
He
seems like a pleasant fellow.
Who's your pick?
I don't think I have one.
Well,
right
that's
now.
Not. That's the answer you can't have when you're sitting in that seat.
I got to take a break because right now I'm kind of staring at this. I want to get everything back on track. Then I'll come back with an opinion for sure. Maybe it's the Shula
guy. Here, rip up your sheet of what we're going to do every 2 minutes. Nolan gets up and folds his underwear and has a whole sheet of how the day is going to go. I don't go by that. Sorry.
We're going to come back and play it by the seat of Jimmy's underwear. And we go to get into your phone calls. Pat Scary, head coach Towson's going to be joining us. Tigers got their first conference win over the weekend. Why is it their first conference win when they're favorites to win the league? Speaking of first conference win, Maryland 0-5 out at USC, where apparently half their starting lineup's older than me out there with Eric Musselman.
It's the first thing I was going to say.
We'll get into all of that more here on
the holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
What's up, world? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, chicken farmer, and now host of Free Range. This is a show where I go off the field and off the script. We're talking what's hot in music, film, trending news, and everything blowing up your feed. If you love football, you'll feel at home. But if you're here for the vibes, the internet deep dives, the conversation, this is your podcast. Join me every Wednesday. Follow and listen to Free Range with me, Von Miller, everywhere you get your podcasts.
What does it mean to live a brave life? It's about showing up, staying grounded, and having the physical and mental energy to handle the pace of life. And that is one of the reasons to love Ancient and Brave and their pure, potent, powerful supplements. Ancient and Brave has been an iconic wellness brand in the UK for years, and now they've launched in the US with incredible products that change the game, like their True Creatine and True Collagen. They come in gorgeous jars or on-the-go sachets for wherever you're off to. Ancient and Brave is a certified B Corp and members of 1% for the Planet. They offer tools that genuinely support and nourish your brave. Backed by scientists and experts. Right now, Ancient and Brave is offering an exclusive offer. Head to ancientandbrave.com and use the code EMMA for 20% off your first order. Give your body a little daily bravery. It adds up. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Fan. As well. But, Jim, you do a lot of stuff with the Washington Wizards.
Who made themselves a little, we were rolling for a little while there, but
a little blockbuster.
Bringing big trade.
In Trae Young for Corey Kispert.
CJ
McCollum. And Kispert basically goes to where they already have a left-handed version of him, right? And Luke Kennard.
They do, but everybody needs shooters. And by the way, there's like 60 games left, 50 games, whatever, right, 40 games. We're not at the halfway mark. What's amazing is when they play 82 games, Haney, how fast they come. The Wizards have been playing well. C.J. McCollum was an outstanding lead combo guard who was a beautiful human. Went to Lehigh, very good for the players. I think he really helped Bub when Bub was struggling. And Corey Kispert's as good a guy as you're going to get, 6'5 shooter that can help Atlanta win. Trae Young was not really in a situation down there that I think was making him very happy. I do think for anybody older listening, Trae Young is a very good player. He's like Tiny Archibald in that he can lead the league in assists and scoring. Tiny Archibald was the last one to do it. Tiny Archibald had this weird career, and then he went to Boston. He ran into Bill Fitch, Cedric Maxwell, and some guy named Larry Bird. And before you know it, he was cutting down the nets his second year there. He won a title, and now he's in the Hall of Fame. Like, can Trae Young weather this storm, then learn how to like help a young team win? Because he got to the conference finals with Nate McMillan and Kevin Huerter.
Right.
He's been to 3 out of 4 playoffs, but you got to kind of take that next step in winning. Now, obviously, this is like a step back for him, winning-wise, but if he can help these young guys next year, they are very good. SAR is better than I thought. Bob Carrington is going to turn into a really solid, like, sixth, seventh man, in my opinion. And there's nothing wrong with that in the NBA for those listening. That right. This isn't a slight. Keyshawn George has the potential to be a real impact starter. I like him. But Trey Johnson is the best two guard in this last 3 years, I think. Last 3 years, pure shooting guard. Nolan, you're too young. Haney, ABA style, Trent Tucker style, John Stark style, Byron Scott style.
Trent straight, Tucker reference.
Straight. Big 6'5 shooting guard. This is like what they used to play with when you were, but now it's like positionless basketball. I'm not being wise, but I am. Right. Haney and I knew what it was like to be. That's your shooting guard. That's what he is. Trey Johnson's an outstanding pick. So Trey and Bob at the backcourt. We'll see who they get. Trey Young's clearly the point guard. Keyshawn. And then you got Koulibaly can play defense. And then if Will Riley can get better, but Sarr is really good. But they need one older guy. They need an older guy to go with Trae Young. But if he can turn that, this is all about next year, Haney. Can we admit that it's all about next year?
No doubt about it. I mean,
it's about
I know,
next year.
I mean, the East is whatever. But still it's the about Wizards next year. They're not going to make the out of that. And Middleton's not that guy.
He's done. This is his last. He has 3 months left, you know, with his contract. I love Chris Middleton. Old school player.
Played for Turge at Texas A&M.
Out of Port Augard. Yeah. Really nice high school. That nobody wanted him, and so nobody in the South Carolina region really wanted him. He's kind of a forward. He's an old school player. My point is this: Trae Young's only 27. Everybody I just named is 20, 21, 22. They have a young team. Who do they get in this draft? And then does a free agent stay? Come to DC. They have a lot of cap room. Like on the chessboard, Trae Young's there next year no matter what. In other words, if anybody's wondering what's going on, Trae Young is player option, $48 million. If you're frugal, you can live on that, by the way. So, frugal, Nolan, with your Shippensburg accounting degree. Anyways, like, if you put the board up there, next year they have a proven NBA All-Star. With young guys getting better, will someone come here? That's the question I have for you, Haney. Will somebody come here from outside to play in D.C.?
I mean, is there confidence in the head coach? I know they have the Popovich tree there. Is the front office? Is the acumen there? I mean, the Wizards, and I grew up because we are of a certain age. I mean, I was alive when the Bullets were playing here at the Civic Center.
You don't remember that, though, do you?
Oh, yeah. I went to Bullets games when I was like 7, 8 years old.
Listen to that.
Yeah. No. But either way, they haven't had a...
Nolan's Googling who the Bullets are right
yeah,
now.
They haven't had a 50-win season since 1979. They haven't made the conference finals since 79.
But the
future's
bright.
They're like the Jets of the NBA. They've had... The Bullets went to the NBA finals 4 times in the 70s. Lost four times.
I knew they went 78, 79.
Yeah, they were in the playoffs every year for like 15 years. They were the model of consistency. Now they're the poster child for how not to be mediocre. They've been less than mediocre. They had the little uprising there with Arenas and Jameson, and then with Beal and, you know, John Wall and Gordot and all those guys.
Wall's back doing TV. He's a good dude.
Yeah, but still, I mean, they haven't had 50 wins. In 47
I know, people forget.
7 years. No, that's one, my GED math coming up.
Yeah, right? But you're a savant, so that's different.
I don't even know what that means.
Yes, you do. You know what, Nolan? 50 wins means you still had 32 losses. And so, like, Haney's right. But I'm telling you, Ted Leonsis and Zach Leonsis, I got to give them credit. And John Thompson III's down there is really doing a lot of stuff you don't hear about. Love him. They said, everybody wants us to totally rebuild. We will. Understand this is part of the rebuild. That's why you don't want to go through that down there at Ravens. We did. It's like the Orioles. It's a painful thing. But when it turns, and like the Orioles, it really turned the year before they made the playoffs, right, Haney? Like that last, you know, that's back when I was, you know, my wife was here, and we were walking down to go to games. In August and September, we would watch the first 2 innings he was going on, walk down for $5. And all of a sudden, in August and September, they got good, Haney. And then the rest is history. They had 3, you know, good years in a row. Well, 2.5 good years.
They had the best record in the American League over a 5-year period.
Like, this could happen quickly there if Trae Young can produce, and they maybe get an older guy that's a little like 4 or 5, you know, in some size, who wants to come here because they have money in the books.
But who wants to play with Trae Young?
I don't know enough about that. I didn't know he was bad to play with.
But I get the perception.
You can give it to me. It's fine.
I get the perception that he's not really that well liked. And then you throw in his style of play, which is more of a volume shooter.
Volume shooter. But yet he gets 10 assists a game. Do you remember Tiny Archibald?
I do. Out of UTEP.
Look at that.
Kansas City Kings.
Keep going, Savant. This is your time, Noah.
What I didn't get about the trade. what I didn't get about the trade to begin with is there's nothing wrong with bringing in a veteran player. And if anything, that's probably the next step they should have been taking with such a young roster. But why him? Right? I'm reading this stuff about whether it's true or not, but the Wizards apparently want to extend him.
I think because the stands, the attendance, the average NBA fan probably thinks Trae Young is pretty cool to watch. Am I being old? I like him, but
I mean, he's more recognizable than anyone they have.
He rises up against the Knicks. I mean, he tends to elevate there, especially at MSG. But like Nolan said, and you brought it up before we go to break, then Pat Scarry's going to be joining us. They went to the conference finals in the bubble. Right
when Red, no the year after the
year
bubble.
After the bubble. Oh, when Ben Simmons didn't want to shoot the shot.
That would be great. Him and Tobias Harris said, "We don't get paid extra for the playoffs. We're not trying." No, I'm just kidding. Tobias Harris and Ben Simmons played really bad. You're right.
But Atlanta has been way better without Trae Young on the floor
this year with the new coach.
Yeah, because SGA's cousin Nickel.
Alexander Walker from Toronto went to Virginia Tech.
He's been playing his ass off. Played for Buzz
Dyson
Williams,
Daniels
if I'm not mistaken.
Is very good.
Yes. All right, let's go to a break. Right? We got to take a break because Pat Scarry's going to be joining
us. Nolan, don't hold back today.
Then we're going to get back to your phone calls. And then we're going to look at what's going on in the NFL playoffs a little bit. And again, talk to Jimmy Patos about Maryland and USC tonight as Buzz Williams.
But the Towson Tigers this Thursday, Charleston. Towson had a huge win. Those games are so great to go to. The whole energy atmosphere, Scary, Steve the AD. Go to the game this Thursday against Charleston at Towson.
And we'll talk to Pat Scary next.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
What does it mean to live a brave life? It's about showing up, staying grounded, and having the physical and mental energy to handle the pace of life. And that is one of the reasons to love Ancient and Brave and their pure, potent, powerful supplements. Ancient and Brave has been an iconic wellness brand in the UK for years, and now they've launched in the US with incredible products that change the game, like their True Creatine and True Collagen. They come in gorgeous jars or on-the-go sachets for wherever you're off to. Ancient and Brave is a certified B Corp and members of 1% for the Planet. They offer tools that genuinely support and nourish your Brave. Backed by scientists and experts. Right now, Ancient and Brave is offering an exclusive offer. Head to ancientandbrave.com and use the code EMMA for 20% off your first order. Give your body a little daily bravery. It adds up. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Here on The Fan. In studio with us on TV. How about that, Coach? A little TV love.
Scott gives his TV love. Nolan just does all the work. And Haney is just a brilliant savant that wakes up every day and knows all about sports. That's why I love being here.
Well, I appreciate the kind words, but I don't remember stuff anymore. Yes, like, what the hell are we doing here right now? As a matter of fact, joining us, talk about what's happening in college basketball, at least for his Tigers, coming off a big win at Northwestern on Saturday. First conference win of the year. Head coach of the Tigers, Pat Scarry. Coach, how you feeling?
Hi, guys. Appreciate you having me on. Anytime you can share the air with Jimmy Patsos, it's been a great day.
Well, it all depends on how much air is left in the room, if you dig where I'm coming from.
Yeah, they're like, Scarry, I come in here telling the truth. I come in here telling the truth, and they're, oh, wait a second. Yeah. Hey, first of all, Pat Scarry and I lost a good friend in Bill Courtney today. The Temple assistant was found no longer with us. I just want to give a shout-out to the basketball community. He was a mainstay in the DMV, played at Bucknell, head coach at Cornell, helped George Mason intern at Miami last year, and was at Temple this year. Found this morning. I want to give a shout out to him and Pat. Couple words on the biz. What a, he was one of us, as we used to say, right, Pat?
Devastating to hear. My condolences. I didn't know Jimmy till I got your text messages. One of the really good people and pleasant personalities. Just terrible. He's only 55 years old.
Let's talk about what Bill Courtney would want you to do is to win this Thursday big home game. You go up there, you beat Northeastern. You've had a tough schedule. Williamson and Tejada, as good as it gets in your league. The thing that people don't realize, Pat, is when you lose 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7, and I mean that, Pat Scarry lost his 5 of his top 7. But you have the other two coming back. You pick number 1, sort of target on your back. You played Houston. You played Kansas. You played Central Florida. You went to the finals by beating Rhode Island, Liberty, and lost to UC San Diego. Great team. You had a really good preseason. But the league starts, Coach Scarry. The point about my long thing is the league starts. You got two really good guys, but everyone else is new. And then you kind of pick number 1, and the bullets on your, you know, the bullseye's on your back. Like, what's it been like, and why was it such a big win in Boston against Northeastern?
Well, we needed the win. It's always good to get a road win, and you know, we had a bad 10 days of basketball. Good practices, good group of guys. We struggled to shoot the ball. And, you know, we're a group that I think the reality is while you want us to be able to buckle down and be elite defensively and on the glass, sometimes you tend to slip and, you know, kind of break in certain areas when you don't put the ball in the basket. We have some guys that are capable of doing that. So we're all disappointed in that. Now we need to respond, and we get a great opportunity on Thursday night. And I've got all the belief in the world that our guys – one, will respond, and then a couple of guys, like you mentioned, that have been here, I want them to stay incredibly aggressive on offense because they've delivered before, and we expect they'll deliver again.
Coach, Jimmy mentioned the game against Houston where you were hanging with them. I think they were number 2 at the time. You played Kansas as well. But as Jimmy brought up as well, the conference play hasn't gone well. What's that fine line, though? You mentioned some of the things that have not gone well for you and like Hofstra and Wilmington. They're right now at the top of the standings. What's that fine line to getting back to near the top of the standings, which, as Coach Patso said, is where a lot of the preseason prognosticators had you guys finishing this year?
Yeah, it starts with getting a win on Thursday night. You know, we've got to stay true to who we are. Our defense and our rebounding has to be at an elite level. And then we've got to continue to get our good proven players shots because, you know, I believe they're going to get on a tear. I mean, Williamson got on a good tear Saturday. And there's, you know, like I said, I believe him and Tejada will be on a tear the rest of the way. I've been pleased. We've had some other guys really get better with a couple freshmen and Womack and the Defo and a veteran Tyler Coleman. So it's a good time of year to start playing our best basketball. Like I said, we try to hop on with the group. Hey, you can't let a bad week define you. Not good timing, especially when you get the first 3 in 6 days and not the result any of us wanted, but we can't do anything about that at this point. Now we just got to kind of buckle down and see if we can beat a very good Charleston team.
Yeah, and you got the home game on MLK. Once again, Drexel, but Thursday go against Charleston. Great park and easy to go. They got Lito's up in the right-hand corner, which I like the pepperoni. Pat, let me tell you something, brother. It's a great experience. Let me tell you something. Coleman and Womack, I want to talk about, because there was a big event at Calvert Hall. Mookie and Donnell Dobbins had an invitational here, and I was at Dematha. The Baltimore Catholic League kids, and I'm going to say this because you've had lots of them. You have a St. John's kid sitting out. Terry Nolan from Mount Carmel played for you. You've had guys from all over. But the DMV high school kids are sort of extra ready and prepared. And I saw that this last 2 weeks going to high school games. Womack freshman, Coleman junior, but it's really his first year playing, played a Paul the Sixth for Glenn Ferrillo. They're establishing themselves, in my opinion. I don't coach anymore, but I watch you like a brother, plus I cover your team. Those two have really stepped it up as starters, but it's really they're like both first years, and really they've kind of like just started playing a lot like a month ago. Is Coleman and Womack part of your plans? Are you happy with the way they're playing? I say that because I stick up. I think the BCL and the DMV Catholic League is the best leagues in the country, and those kids are like ready to play. Those two have really sort of answered the bell for you. Is that fair?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm thrilled with their progress, especially when we need it most. I do agree with you. The good thing about the area we're in is I think you've got the best high school and grassroots programs in America. The bad news from a recruiting standpoint is there's 364 Division I schools, and everyone knows that, so everybody comes in here trying to get them. So there's no secrets. But I think because these guys play year-round and they're so well-coached, they're not like scared of the moment, and they're guys you can count on from a competitive standpoint to kind of bring it every night.
Well, you've been a mainstay for the last 5 years. Your record at home is crazy. How much you've won? You've turned that thing around from I inherited 1-27 at Loyola. You had to go through your first year of 1-30. You don't forget that, but you're winning 20 games. It's a great situation. I know you're knocking on the door of the league. Everybody goes to put Pat Scarry and Towson, but they've been winning for the last 5 years a lot. And just because they stumbled a little, I actually think this is going to make you better down the stretch, but like it's going to be 3 games in D.C., but go to the games, watch them play. It's a great time. The CAA is really good. 30 seconds, Pat. Are you surprised at the league? But take yourself out of this. It's the overall league's better. Are you surprised that like Hofstra and those guys are up there? Everybody knows Wilmington and Charleston. Are you surprised at William and Mary and Hofstra?
No, I think there's been, you've seen a little bit more of a commitment from a lot of good athletic directors and new leadership in the conference. And this is the highest the league's been rated in the last 6-7 years. It's been as high as 12th and 13th. I think it's hovering right now out of 32 leagues. So you know it's going to be a grind. Just to touch on what you said, you believe in your group. And in this day and age, you really try to encourage your guys. Just worry about getting better today and executing the game plan. Everything else is just noise. And if you're going to use that noise, use it as fuel to make sure you play the right way, right?
Coach Pat Scarry Towson, Tigers taking on Charleston Thursday night. You can see that game on CBS Sports Network.
MLK Day, go to the game against Drexel, too.
Also on television. That's CBS Sports
Network. Yes,
Coach, appreciate the time. Good luck this weekend, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, brother.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
There's Pat Scarry, everybody. We'll come back, reset the program for you. We'll get your phone calls. Report Ted, 583-1057. Steve Bisciotti, Eric DaCosta, going to talk with the media coming up in a little more than an hour. We'll have plenty of that because we'll know what they'll actually say. But have any comments on what they should be asked about, feel free to get in. Maryland taking on USC tonight, a game you can hear on the Fan, 10:30 tip. Terps looking for their first conference win of the season. A long first year for old Buzz Williams here. They're going to be there, one winning drive.
Will they take questions?
I believe so. I don't think you can just randomly go, ooh, like Horseshack. There's an old reference. Ooh,
he has no idea. He doesn't know who John Travolta is.
Oh, come on now.
I'm just Vinny Bob Marino.
You're talking about Horseshack tests over
no,
there.
No,
I don't
no,
know
no.
What you're talking about.
Hey, what are these weird shapes? But I don't think you can just blurt out 17 questions in a row. There's going to be a pecking order where let's go to this guy, let's go to this young lady, let's go to this, that.
Is Nestor going to be in the front row?
I have no idea. I'm going to lean towards no.
Sorry, we're just having a little time fun here.
That's all I'm saying. All right, we got a lot to get to. We got time for a couple calls.
Yeah.
Bob Eddy, Nolan McGraw, Jimmy Patsos. We're talking Ravens, Orioles, whatever. Terps play tonight against USC. 10:30 tip. Screw you, Big Ten. And these West Coast teams and all this. You know, I'm trying to be awake. Let's go to Joe in Woodbury. Joe, what's happening?
Of course you're able to ask questions. When you come in, you write your question on a card. You put your name on it. They drop it in this big wheel. Then while they're up there, they wind it in and wind it and wind it, and they randomly select a question from someone. They ask the question. They see who gave the question, and they're only going to do five, like bingo.
Yeah, B12.
Hey, but anyway, hey, man, when the last time or have we ever had a fearsome foursome? Because if you notice, man, some of these games or these teams that got that fearsome foursome up front, they dominate. Just look,
Haney,
at
who was
Philly.
The fearsome foursome?
That was the Rams.
Ah,
No. I know what the Rams were back then, but everybody who has a four like Philly had last year, like Tampa Bay had when they beat Mahomes and them. I consider when you got a front four that can handle their business without those Rob Long, exotic blitzes. Anyway, I'm saying, I told him today, exotic blitzes were just for people who had to mask them not having a front four, even though it will add to the front four. But have we ever had a front four? Because to me, I heard you mention my boy used to be the Royal Farm chicken, man, Nada. You know, he left here. Yeah, man, he was feared with us, man. But I don't know who he had beside him. I can't remember all that, and y'all don't pay me to keep those stats. But I still say our best line was Sam Adams, the Goose, McQuarrie, and Bulwer. Now, if you tell
Rob
me the Ravens Nat, had
Rob Burnett was
Syracuse
the fourth one.
Yeah, love that guy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Syracuse have we had
grand.
Anything similar to? Have we ever had anything similar to that since then? And y'all go ahead and tell me about it because I'm on the total gym right now.
That's
Bob.
Right. Keep buffing. Christy Brinkley's going to call you sooner or later, Joe. You keep working. I think once Marvin Lewis left, they went more to a 3-4 defensive scheme when, like, Rex Ryan and all of these guys, because that was 4-3 in 2000, because the linebackers were Bulwer, Ray, and Jamie Sharper. That was a 4-3 defense. 06, was that a...
Well, he used the term exotic, but the Rex was getting exotic in 06, but he just had insane personnel.
He had Dallas Thomas was right in his heyday.
Should
on
we
that
bring
team.
Him back to be the coach?
Rex?
Sexy Rexy. I loved him. I'm just kind of kidding. But
yeah,
no.
I don't know, man. He's
no,
been
he's kind of past
now
it.
You sound
he's
like one off, of the college.
He's been off
exactly.
The grid.
I was joking, Noah. Yeah. I was joking. But he did. He was fun. You know what he did? He had the Jets pretty good, and they got rid of him. In other words,
two championship games.
That's what's interesting. Be careful when you change coaches. And I'm not saying that this is things change, and there's time for change. And when you know you don't win, things are going to change. I'm excited for the new coach. I'm excited to see who it is.
If you're John Harbaugh, though, because you have
a
relationship with old Harbs.
I love Harbaugh.
I mean, he just got a 3-year contract extension, so he's not hurting for dough.
He's
going
to get a job. I think he goes to the Giants.
Atlanta, New York, to me, not that he asked me in my opinion, seem to be the two most ready to compete.
I guess you
got to
look at the team first because, like, Brady went to Tampa Bay. Nobody
NFC,
thought that, but they were good.
Yeah, but
who
the
doesn't
NFC,
want to be the Giants coach?
But NFC East, you got Washington took a colossal step back. Dallas didn't make the playoffs. I mean, the Giants were the Giants, had a lot of injuries. I mean, Philadelphia's got disarray.
I think him and the Mariners are a good fit. My first instinct is that Harbaugh and the Mariners are a good fit. Parcells, Coughlin, like, it's got that thing where you can obviously win, and when you do, it's big. They got a great fan base. Atlanta. Is it that exciting of a job and all that? Yeah, I mean, when he wins, he wins. It's just, go be the Giants coach. Who doesn't want to be the Giants coach?
What do you think of the media fit? Because I think Giants should be the top choice, but the only pushback people have is him handling the New York media.
I mean, he got a good gist of it. I thought one of the things you guys talked about when he left was you talked about how good he was off comments, off the record type stuff.
Right.
But his availability was very good. And the New York media, I don't know. It's not like it was in the old days anyways. Yeah, there's the New York Post and some things. It's not so great on the Fan on Monday. I listen when I go up there when you lose. But You guys are no pieces. You're not exactly, you know, Betty Crocker over here.
Mm-hmm.
Where?
Well, it'll be a honeymoon
here?
Phase.
In Baltimore. No,
we're more like soft sell here. You got, no, in New York, you got 20 Jerry Colemans.
No, that's, no, no. I'm agreeing with you, but I'm saying you guys aren't, well, you guys are fair but firm. You guys are tough on the next day when they lose from 6 a.m.
I agree with that.
I'm saying this isn't some easy media place. This isn't, like you said, like just, oh, everything's great and we love you because you're our coach and our team. But he's a smart guy. But the Giants, what I like about the Giants is there's no place to go but up. No offense from those last two head coaches they had. I mean, the whole image thing and their suits didn't fit and they didn't shave and all this kind of stuff, let alone not win.
The suits didn't
fit. Harbaugh's going to like look great, act great. He's a professional and they're going to win. They're going to really like him in the Giants. I like the Giants because it's a better situation to quickly turn around.
We're going to come back, take your phone calls. 410-583-1057. Cat, Cool C, Kevin, you want to be part of it. Talk Orioles, Ravens, Terps. Tonight, we're going to preview that game.
You're right about Patos. USC. They're all 25 and 26 they're years like- old.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
What does it mean to live a brave life? It's about showing up, staying grounded, and having the physical and mental energy to handle the pace of life. And that is one of the reasons to love Ancient and Brave and their pure, potent, powerful supplements. Ancient and Brave has been an iconic wellness brand in the UK for years, and now they've launched in the US with incredible products that change the game, like their True Creatine and True Collagen. They come in gorgeous jars or on-the-go sachets for wherever you're off to. Ancient and Brave is a certified B Corp and members of 1% for the Planet. They offer tools that genuinely support and nourish your brave, backed by scientists and experts. Right now, Ancient and Brave is offering an exclusive offer. Head to ancientandbrave.com. and use the code EMMA for 20% off your first order. Give your body a little daily bravery. It adds up. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide.
based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.